USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is making a move to help small businesses during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We will ensure every dollar is spent well. These changes will bring much needed, long overdue, to help to small businesses who really need help staying open, maintaining jobs, and making ends meet.
The administration making changes to the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses that include a 14-day period starting on Wednesday where businesses with fewer than 20 employees can sign up for loans, and carving out $1 billion for sole proprietors. President Biden's coronavirus relief bill is clearing another hurdle. The House Budget Committee voting to advance the legislation without support from any Republicans. The bill now heads to the House Rules Committee, and a full House vote is expected later this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA. And there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should, too.
The price of gasoline continues to soar, up 13 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.63.
That price is 24 cents higher than a month ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the price could be going even higher.
Average gas prices will likely continue to rise some 5 to 15 cents a gallon over the next 2 weeks, so long as oil prices do not see additional gain.
The increase of 13 cents a gallon is due to 12 refineries being shut down in Texas due to the snowstorm.
Oil prices continue to put pressure on gasoline prices, but are holding near $60 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. But average gas prices soared last week after refinery shutdowns in Texas impacted gasoline production.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Dow gaining 27 points to close at 31,521. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Is a Dubai princess being held hostage?
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself. No access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Boeing is telling airlines to stop flying its wide-body 777 aircraft equipped with the engine type that broke apart during a flight over the weekend near Denver, as the FAA says it would order an immediate inspection of those jets. Boeing's recommendation, followed by action by regulators in the United States and Japan, aimed at the Pratt & Whitney engines found on 128 of its 777s. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.